coming back next week after a long hiatus. I don't know why it went on hiatus, but it did, and now it's back. But we're asking you if you have questions for Phelps Helps or Askin Baskin, that you just go to the Odyssey app. And like if you're doing it right now and you just got to listen live, there's also a button on there that you just push, and then you can ask your question on there too. So you're like, Andy, I didn't know what kind of candy to give away on Halloween. What should I have done? And then you just, like a voicemail message, leave it on there, then it comes into the system. And then just, and say your name on the front. Go, you know, I'm Bill from Parma, or I'm, I don't know, Susie from...
Ron from Wycliffe.
From anywhere. Yeah, Susie right. from Strongsville. Or Stowe, or wherever you want to be from.
Whatever, it's an S.
And then say, yeah, it's got to be...
It's got to be an S. We're alliteration
yeah.
only.
Yeah, that's all we do. And then ask your question. You're like, why do you guys pick on Hody so much? Like, that's not a bad question.
Because he deserves it.
Or if you just need, like, huge, you know, some sort of question that you just can't answer that's extremely Mensa-like that you know that I'll have no answer for, but I'll make up one, then you do that too. So it's Askin Baskin, Phelps Helps. It comes back next week. You can always hit us up on social media too at CLE Talking Heads, as we used to do it. We used to take phone calls too. It's just a lot easier. It'll be a little bit more fun if you do it this way. So take the time, go to the app, and then we'll turn it around. We'll play it on the air. Last night, Halloween, how was it for you?
So I had less kids than we typically do. So I live relatively close to a pretty dense kid area.
Mm-hmm.
And in years past, we have just flown through candy. And this year it was a little less. I wonder if the rain like kept people away. Or the threat of rain, I should say. Or I'll ask you first and I'll give you my other theory.
Right.
How was yours?
Lame. I mean, I shouldn't say lame. Like, the folks on my street are awesome. But I can't remember Halloween where, you know, we like to sit outside and talk to the neighbors and just have a little bit of fun. I know I heard Lima talking about bonfires. Like, I think that's awesome when communities get together and you got, you know, there's, you know, it's another reason maybe to have a cocktail for some of the parents and, you know, as they're walking around. I get all that stuff. As long as you don't get out of hand, it's fine. But I've never seen in our neighborhood more houses that said the sign that said take one. And they just left a bucket out front. Especially, I mean, I get it. Like, when you have little kids, you know, both parents most time, if you're in that situation, or both people are responsible for the kid.
Right.
Want to go for the walk, especially, you know, you're like, oh, look how cute that kid looks. Or look at, you know, that and this. And it's fun. Like, I like getting out and walking, you know, now as our kids are too old for that stuff. So we end up just sitting there and we wait and we see what the little kids in the neighborhood are wearing. And
absolutely.
They come over. But I'm telling you, I'm just throwing out a random number. If there's like 30 houses on our street, 27 of them all had a bowl out front that said, please take one. It was insane. And then, you know, this is all on the heels of, so you got to hear this one. So my wife says to me 3 days ago, I went to blank store and they were out of candy. And I'm like,
what?
There's no way they were out of candy.
What?
You know, happy wife, happy life. So I was like, oh, that's a shame, honey. I can't believe that. That's weird. So she's been busy. I've been busy. We have all kinds of stuff going on, right? And she said, hey, can you pick up some candy? Just get the candy. So I'm like, okay, I'll pick up candy. Meanwhile, you know, like, I was at practice the other night, and it was like till 11 o'clock at night and on the 30th, and I'm like, oh, I said I was going to get candy. So I stop at the box store that's open late, and I'm like, they got a ton of candy here, right? Ton of it. And so, you know, I look at Tropical Storm, who's with me at the time, and I'm like, hey, what do you think we should do? And so I got like one bag of 70 pieces and another one of 70 pieces and another one of 30. I'm like, we're not going to run out of candy. I don't want to be that. And of course, we all know you're never going to run out of candy because you're going to eat it when it's all said and done anyway, right? Yep. It's the biggest scam ever because you know you're going to end up eating it when it's all said and done. So they're like, okay, good. And then even later, it was still later at night and had to go pick up our daughter at college. So I didn't get home till real late on the 30th, but I felt like I was a good husband. I went out and I bought the candy. I said I was going to do it. I came through, right? I came through. So now I come home and I've got the candy in my hand and, you know, wife's asleep and I'm like, she's going to be proud of me in the morning because I bought the candy. I went out and got it.
Right.
What happened when I walked in the door?
She already bought it.
Like 10 times the amount of candy that I bought.
Oh, no.
So now we have double candy.
Oh, so now you basically own a corner store.
And so in the morning, I'm like, hey, remember when you said, will you pick up? I said I would pick up the candy. Oh, well, I guess you never confirmed. So now we got all this candy. I'm going to end up bringing it in on Monday. I'll leave it out here. The vultures in this place will be gone in about 30 seconds.
Well, Yeah, well, that's a good
point. Odie, did you go trick-or-treating last night? I'm sure you dressed up and went out, right?
No, I was actually working at another job of mine, and I was actually handing out candy.
Now I could actually see you as the adult that gets dressed up and knocks on doors and has a pillowcase.
I don't know if it would have been smart for me to dress up like Glenn Quagmire and go house to house.
That would have been kind of funny, though.
All right. I just don't.
I'm not going to lie. Okay.
I'm throwing this out there.
Okay.
Because of what you've laid out, what I have laid out when it came to turnout for trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
I think we have a problem.
Why?
Well, what's happening now is it seems there are so many different candy options that are taking place across the month of October that by the time we get to October 31st, these kids are just so done with trick-or-treating to begin with.
Never.
My niece and nephew, for example, went to the zoo and did their trick-or-treating. They went to a trunk-or-treat. They went to a daytime trick-or-treat that was somewhere. And I think they went to another one at the park. And by the time they got to, you know, to the house to then start trick-or-treating my neighborhood, they'd already hit four of them and were like, yeah, we got enough candy. I don't know what you're talking about. When I was that age, we had one. And you hauled because you knew this was it.
You had 2 hours to get it done.
You had 2 hours to get as much candy as you can because this is it. You are getting it today and only today, and you will never see it again for 365 days. So you got to go.
You won't see candy again at least until Christmas. I mean, come
on. Exactly. So you know how far away that is? So now we're living in this world where these kids are doing trunk-or-treats. They're doing the zoo trick-or-treats, they're doing all of this stuff, and they're hitting like four of these things.
Yeah.
And so by the time Halloween comes, we're stocking up like it's us growing up where you had one shot and that's it. But in reality, they're on like shot five and are like, can we not do this anymore? I don't want to walk. Like, we had a family go by. They were driving the kids down the street idling, stopping the car, throwing it in the park.
Oh,
kids
that
walking
happens.
Out, trick-or-treat. Yeah. It's like, no, this is not how this works. You can't bring in automobiles.
What are you talking about?
No.
Like, I'm telling you, especially when our kids were little, there was all, and we did it every once in a while because we had friends that lived in other neighborhoods. You do the whole, it's a road game for Halloween.
Right. You go to somebody else's neighborhood and trick-or-treat.
Yeah.
But you did it on foot. You didn't have somebody's
mom. So what would happen is
pull up the van.
There would be parents that would hit the neighborhoods where you thought you had a chance for a full candy bar, right?
Right.
They drop off their kids at the top of the street. They go find a parking lot. They go chill. They let the kids go get candy from everybody's house. Then they come back. People open the door like, where are these kids coming from?
Now that I can get behind.
Do these kids live in my neighborhood? I don't understand.
I can get behind. The problem I had was what we had this year, which was parents that were idling down the street house to house, opening the door of letting the kids out. Kids get back in the car. They go to the next house, open the door. They were doing that.
Wait, they were in the car?
They were
getting in and out?
The car.
Like couldn't even walk to the next house on the sidewalk?
Nope.
Oh, man.
Oh, it was
Is that
wrong.
A West Side thing?
It was wrong.
Is that an East Side, West Side thing? Because I can't imagine that happened on the East Side.
I didn't think it could happen on the West Side, but it happened. And I was looking at them going, what are we doing here?
Like,
this is a problem. We can't even walk for candy anymore? That was a crime. That just felt like a crime. That felt like it should be against the law.
Mm. It's interesting. Yeah, we did. We heard. And then, by the way, going back to my story there for a second.
Of course.
We doubled up on the candy, almost tripled up on the candy, and maybe had 15 kids last night. 15 kids. I'm telling you, I think that either the dentists or the toothpaste companies are behind this. The dental floss companies are behind this. There's something behind this, right?
Is there, maybe someone can help us on this at CLE Talking Heads. Is there a place that you can donate all the candy that you didn't give away? Like, just even like cut the load in half so that you have some that you can enjoy for a while, but then like a chunk of it that you could like I don't know if the food bank takes it. I don't know if like
so
somewhere
you had,
like that.
You had your nephews and nieces, right?
Right.
Did you go through their candy at the end of the night?
Their parents did kind of the once over.
Is it cool as a parent to steal their candy?
Oh yeah, that's how you learn about taxes.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah, that's how taxes
work. It's a candy tax. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, my father always taught it to me as taxes. This is how taxes work. So here's your net sum that you have here. And then this is called taxes. This is what we take to give you a house and food and all of those kind of things and make sure everything's in good order.
But would he ever take any of the candy you know you... Like, you always went through it. I'd be like, oh, I got to...
Yeah, here's all the... Like, I'm not an Almond Joy or a Mounds Bar guy.
Okay, but like...
I'm not a coconut guy.
Like, what was that? A full Snickers, right? That's the gold standard.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
So he'd never go that far, but you'd always get a couple Reese's Cups that were taken, you know? He would definitely hit those. He'd hit my Butterfingers, too. But, yeah, that's how you teach taxes to children. You know, it's that whole idea of like, okay, so here's what you have. This is your income. This is what we need to take to give you services and needs.
So no problems at all, right? You didn't have any problems with anything last night? It was fun. Everything was good?
No issues, no hiccups, nothing along those lines that took place outside of just, you know, the goofiness that comes with it all. You know what? It's fun. I'm thrilled we do it. It's something that, you know, is great for kids. It's great for the neighborhood. It's good to see the neighbors. It's good to do all of those kind of things. Just don't drive house to house in the car.
That is weird.
That's just like, I'm not a man of many rules and morals.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, keep going. A few morals too.
You were going down that road. You can keep going there. Well. So,
but driving house to house feels wrong.
All right, Adam has your answer. We'll give him 30 seconds to it. Adam, give him his answer.
Man. Where can I donate some
of
this?
Hey, yeah. Take the candy to Fairview Park Fire Department. They pass out candy on Christmas Eve. So it's a good place to drop it off if you don't want to eat it or you don't want all your kids to pound it down.
No, that's killer because I don't need to get wider.
And a lot of the local dentists will take it off your hands so they can then donate it.
Hmm. Would you say most fire departments do that or no?
No, there's only certain ones in the area that do drive the trucks around on Christmas Eve and pass out candy.
Oh, that's cool.
Thank you, Adam. I appreciate that.
We're smarter today for your phone call. Thank you. Appreciate
all right, that's good
it.
To know.
You got it. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Adam. And Olmsted Falls.
I'll write that down because I got to get rid of some of this or else I'm going to be waddling into work.
All right. Are you a believer in the Cavs? Another big one tonight. Well, it's a big one because you wanted to keep that zero on the other side of the loss column. So, or on the loss column, I should say. So 216-474-0092. Are you a believer? Plus Brian Anderson at noon, Tim May at 1, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3. The